weeks after the chair of Temple University's physics department was exonerated of claims that he was an international spy. Family members say not much has changed. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, federal prosecutors have dropped espionage charges against Shouxing Shi, but his daughter says they still have a long way to go to clear his reputation.
Joyce Shi will never forget the May morning when she heard a loud knock on the door of the family's Montgomery County house. A dozen armed federal agents were on the other side.
Yeah, we saw him get dragged away by the FBI agents, and then he was taken away, so we didn't know where he was, where he was going, or anything. After that, we kind of had a loss of words. We didn't know what was going on.
Prosecutors intercepted an email her dad, Shouxing Shi, sent to a Chinese firm. The feds interpreted that correspondence as evidence that he was leaking sensitive information overseas. Then the headlines came pouring forth.
People heard about it. People heard that my dad was an international spy, that he was selling secrets to China. And so we just didn't even know who we could talk to at that point.
Shouxing Shi, who came to the U.S. in the 80s, is an electronics expert who had sensitive blueprints for new technology that came about through a federal grant. Prosecutors thought he was sharing that information with a Chinese company, but Shi's attorney was able to prove that actually he had shared something totally unrelated as a matter of academic collaboration. He still has not been able to resume his work at Temple. Joyce Shi says she fields daily questions about her dad being a spy, as does her 13-year-old sister in school.
Yeah, you know, it's a huge burden to overcome this reputational issue. It's going to take a lot of work to clear his name. And even though there's plenty of evidence, I think, to show that my dad didn't do what the government said that he did, that will always be on the internet. That will always be searchable. And people may always have their doubts.
The U.S. Attorney's Office in Philadelphia wouldn't comment on the dismissal of charges. A spokeswoman says it occurred in light of new information, but she wouldn't get more specific than that. Shi's attorney says the Department of Justice under President Obama has been eager to catch cyber criminals, especially ones leaking secrets to China. He says this case indicates that they may have been a little too eager. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.